nuts with all kind of nuts. First, I'm going to be whipping together a tangy cranberry salad with just the right touch of pecans. And then after that, I'm going to be preparing a perfectly crusted pecan-coated fish with a remoulade sauce that's sure to bring everybody back for seconds. And last but not least, y'all, is my fudgy scotch ring. It's just covered with gooey sweetness. So y'all grab a handful of your favorite nuts and join me in the kitchen, because today we are going nuts. Is all about recipes that have nuts in them. The first recipe that I'm going to be making today is a Jell-O salad. And I'm starting with a cup of boiling water. I've got a 4-ounce can of crushed pineapple that I have drained. And I'm going to add the pineapple juice to the water. And in a separate bowl, I've got a 1/2 cup of water that I'm going to add black cherry gelatin to. And we're going to dissolve that. All right, and our water and our pineapple juice is boiling. So we're going to add that to the gelatin. And now I'm going to put this in the refrigerator, and I'm going to let it chill until it just begins to set. We don't want it to get hard, though, because we're going to add our pineapple, our dried cranberry, and some more sugar, and naturally nuts. All right, that's completely dissolved now, and I've got one in here ready and waiting on us. And you can see how it's just starting to set up. And to this, we're going to add 1/2 cup of sugar, our pineapple, and I'm using a dried cranberry. Now, the recipe calls for fresh cranberries, but, you know, we can't get those just any time of year, so the dried works nicely. And then last but not least, our nuts. And I'm using pecans. Now, you could use macadamia nuts would be wonderful, along with a pineapple. So you can use any kind you want to. All right. Now, I'm just going to pour this into our mold. If you've got one of those pretty little dainty molds, you can put it in that. But I'm just going to use this bowl that I had up in the cabinet. All right. Now, I'm going to stick this in the refrigerator, and I'm going to let it sit until it's set. And you know I have one ready. Now, I'm going to just sit this bowl in some hot water. You'll want to be careful that you don't let the hot water come into your gelatin. And then I'm going to take my knife and just run around the edge just to make sure that our gelatin slips right out for us. All right. I'm just going to invert our plate, and hopefully it's going to slip right out. And I think I just heard like a sound. Let's see if I did or not. Oh, I did hear it. Doesn't this look good? But it's not quite finished yet. I want to show you what I like to serve with this salad. Nobody eats parsley, but It's just not complete without something green. Now, in the two bowls, I have sour cream in this one, and I have whipping cream in this one. If you like a savory salad, I like to use sour cream. If you want your salad to serve almost as a dessert, then you'd want to use the sweetened whipped cream. And I'm kind of a savory girl, so I'm just going to put a dollop of sour cream on the top of mine. And just a little parsley to add some pizzazz to it. But see how pretty that is? How very simple and pretty. And it's just full of those nuts that I just love. Look how good that looks. You can see the pineapple and all those pecans and the tartness of the sour cream. Mmm. I just love it. I've got to take a quick break. And coming up next, I'm going to do a pecan crusted fish with a wonderful remoulade sauce, so y'all don't go anywhere. I want y'all to be here with me today and go nuts with me. So I'll see y'all back in a minute.
It's down to the final four. They're just going for it. Who will be the last chance standing?
Watch the bottle, watch the bottle.
This is intense.
This is very emotional for all of us.
We're finally here. Chuck, Jeffy, and Spinelli. All new episode tonight at 10.
Being a well-dressed kid shouldn't cost a fortune. That's why moms love Granimals. Granimals has more ways to mix, match, and save. So your kids always look their best. Mix, match, save with Granimals.
To show off the latest designs from Corel, we hired these international fashion models. And to demonstrate Corel is still as durable as ever, we greased the runway. Corel, every style has its strength.
Great tailgate party, huh, Duke? Duke?
Excuse me.
What?
I'm from the Tailgate Research Institute. Are those Bush's baked beans?
Wouldn't tailgate without them.
Excellent.
Bush's baked beans are slow cooked with a blend of spices. So whether you're serving sizzling hot dogs at home or juicy brats at the stadium, nothing goes with game day like Bush's baked beans.
It's official. Bush's baked beans are a game day hit.
And no one recognized you.
Jay, I'm a master of disguise.
Home or away, nothing goes with a big game like Bush's baked beans.
You're watching Food Network.
We need directions to go to
Pear Blossom Highway.
It's just outside of Lancaster.
Sure, I can download directions for you now.
We got it.
Thank you very much.
Check it out. I can, like, see everything that's going on with the car. Here's the gas level. I can check on the oil. I can unlock it from anywhere.
I received a signal there was a crash.
Some guy just cut me off.
I'll get an ambulance to it right away.
Safely connecting you in ways you never thought possible. OnStar. Live on. All
right! Libman's new Freedom Mop has a microfiber machine washable pad to free you from expensive disposable pads. Because to us, that seems like a bunch of garbage. Another reason Libman makes good, clean sense.
Bring on the flavor of Food Network with Food Network Magazine. Get hundreds of recipes and ideas, from hearty fall dinners to fun and easy Halloween ideas. Food Network Magazine. Buy it wherever magazines are sold, or go to foodnetwork.com/magoffer to subscribe today.
I'm glad to see y'all back with me. And just in case you've just tuned in, it's official, y'all. Today, I'm going nuts. All of our recipes are about nuts. And I'm fixing to fix a wonderful red snapper filet that's just encrusted with ground up pecans. And I started by spraying my pan because I don't want my fish to stick. And I'm going to add just a little bit of olive oil, not a whole bunch. And you can use any kind of fish that you like, any kind of white fish. And first, I'm just going to season up our fillets. And I want to make sure I get both sides. Because to me, fish is one of those foods that if you don't get it seasoned, it just comes out really, really bland if you're not careful. All right. Now, I've got a stick of melted butter that I'm going to put in this dish. And I've got my ground pecans that's going in this dish. And you can see I ground them up pretty nicely, almost like a crumb. Now we're just going to take our fish and run it through the butter and then into the nuts. All right, and I'm just going to put that one to the side and come in here and do the same thing with the next piece. All right, we're going to put that in our pan. And those fillets are so nice and big. And while that's browning, I'm going to move down here and I'm going to start our remoulade sauce. Now, we're going to start with a good quality mayonnaise. And this is one of those recipes that you just put in the food processor and just dump. So we've got mayonnaise. We've got fresh parsley. We've got some chopped green onions. We've got a clove of garlic. We've got about a fourth of a cup of capers. I'm going to use a couple of tablespoons of olive oil. And look at my pretty fish measuring spoons, y'all. Aren't they pretty? And then I've got about a teaspoon of Dijon mustard. And then a little lemon juice. I didn't get you, did I? I saw that lemon juice squirt. All right, and it was just that easy. I hope these nuts hadn't burned on this fish, y'all, while I've been down there making that remoulade. And you'll want to tilt your pan so you won't splatter yourself. Looks pretty good, y'all. All right, now I'm going to cut this off, and I'm going to put it in our oven at 350 for just a few minutes. Watch it, Harry. Don't let me burn you. Okay, our remoulade sauce is ready. Our fish is just about ready. So I'm just going to, whoops, transfer this to our bowl. This sauce is so good, y'all. It's real tart. Almost tastes like it has horseradish in it, but you saw me make it, and we know it doesn't. I'm going to prep us a lemon. All right, now let's check on our fish. Sizzling, and it smells real, real good. All right, let's see. I'm going to gently try to remove it. Uh-oh, I need a double-wide spatula, don't I? No, it's not overcooked. It looks perfect. I can smell the toastiness of the pecans. I'm going to put a dollop of the sauce on there. And it looks just delicious, doesn't it? And I see a little piece up underneath there that I can pull out. Love the taste of that lemon juice. So good, y'all. When we come back, y'all, we've got to have something sweet to go with these other dishes, and it's going to be a fudgy scotch ring. So I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm just let your imagination run wild, and I'll see you back here in a few minutes.
Chefs of Beverly Hills are back.
Only in L.A. is there an actual job called image consultant.
Cook! In this season, the only thing bigger than the houses.
I knew these people had a lot of money, but I didn't know they were rolling like that.
Are the attitudes.
You better redeem yourself.
Don't mess with my desserts.
I got my own recipes.
Follow directions.
Oh my gosh, here we go.
Private Chefs of Beverly Hills. The new season premieres October 12th at 9 on Food Network.
Fiber One Chewy Bar. How'd you do that?
Do what?
You made it taste like chocolate.
It has 35% of your daily value of fiber.
Tasty fiber, that's a good one. Okay, read her mind.
Fiber One Chewy Bars.
Did I take my pill this morning?
There's birth control you don't have to think about taking every day or even every year.
I'm so not ready for another child yet.
It's Mirena, a small intrauterine contraceptive that's over 99% effective at preventing pregnancy for as long as you want, for up to 5 years. Once it's removed, you can try to get pregnant right away. Or not. Don't use Mirena if you have a pelvic infection, get infections easily, or have certain cancers. Less than 1% of users get a serious infection called pelvic inflammatory disease. If you have persistent pelvic or stomach pain, or if Mirena comes out, tell your healthcare provider. If it comes out, use backup birth control. Mirena may attach to or go through the uterine wall and cause other problems. Although uncommon, pregnancy while using Mirena can be life-threatening and may result in loss of pregnancy or fertility. Ovarian cysts may occur but usually disappear. Bleeding and spotting may increase at first and continue to be irregular. Periods over time may become shorter, lighter, or even stop. Mirena does not protect against HIV or STDs.
Oh, I think 'tis plenty. Maybe.
Ask about Mirena when you have time. Did you know? If you choose Mirena to prevent pregnancy, it's the only birth control also approved to treat heavy periods.
Bathroom is still life? How about bathroom as real life? Buy it for looks. Buy it for life.
Dear world, it's come to my attention that some of you still don't know if the PS3 is right for your family.
Well, ding dong. PlayStation Move is here.
Look, Mom, your family in a room together. We're talking HD graphics and a camera that tracks your every move. And to prove it, we're putting the moves through the ultimate test. 90 days with me in the McGuire house.
Actually, we didn't agree to that.
Sorry, Dad, I already tweeted it.
Till now, one single letter has always been on America's favorite chocolate candies. But now, go to mymms.com/free, and you can create M&Ms that express so much more. So not only can you wish Pam a happy birthday, you can put Pam's face on M&Ms. Even promote your business with your logo. But while there are millions of things you can say, the response is always the same. Go to mymms.com/free and get a free bag of My M&Ms candies, now with words and faces. My M&Ms, what would yours say?
All right, as I told you, today's show is all about nuts. I've just gone completely slap-cadab nuts. First, I started out with nuts in my salad, and then I put nuts all over my fish. Well, we can't quit today until we put nuts into chocolate. And we're going to start by making us a double boiler, and we're going to add a cup of butterscotch chips, a cup of semi-sweet chocolate chips, and one can of condensed sweetened milk. Looks good already, and y'all are not going to believe this, but this recipe is a diet recipe. Doesn't have one speck of butter in it. So we're just going to mix that up until it's melted While that's melting, I'm going to come on over here. I have lined our pie pan with some tinfoil, and now I'm going to come in here. As I told you, this is called a fudgy scotch ring. So this is how we're going to make our ring. I'm going to start by taking our walnut halves and making a ring around our pie plate. And, you know, just like any recipe, if you don't like walnuts, you can use another kind of nut. It really doesn't matter. This is one of those recipes that I love to make at Christmas. In fact, this recipe has been around my house for a long, long time. This is one of those delicious, easy, simple recipes. And bring the bowl over here, and I'm going to add 1 cup of chopped walnuts to the melted chocolate, and about a teaspoon of vanilla flavoring. And I'm going to stir this together, and now I'm going to place this in the refrigerator, and I'm going to let it chill for about an hour, because you can see at this consistency, if I tried to make that into a ring, I couldn't do it because it's too soft and too melty, although it looks quite delicious just like that. All right. Ooh, and this bowl is hot. So let's put this in the refrigerator. And I've got one that's been in here for about an hour now. And I'm just going to kind of stir it up. You can see it's gotten a lot thicker. Now all we're going to do is drop our chocolate onto our walnuts. And when I get all this chocolate distributed, then I'm going to work it all into a nice ring. Now we're just going to put them on this side. Doesn't that look yummy? Look how shiny and pretty that chocolate is. And I think that this is almost set enough. Now normally we would put this in the refrigerator and let it sit. But I'm going to see if I can't make it work right now. Because I don't know about y'all, but I love soft chocolate. In fact, I'll buy a candy bar and I'll sit it up on the dash of my car in the sun so it can kind of melt, because I just love them that way. And this one's definitely soft. Doesn't that look yummy? Red cherries will be beautiful in there. Like I said, at Christmas time, this would be beautiful made out of white chocolate. And you could put a greenery or a bow there so it would really look like a wreath. Look at that. It looks like the richest fudge. Doesn't that look sinful, I believe the word is. It's just scrump-dilly-icious. I'm going to finish eating my chocolate, and then when I get done and y'all come back, I'm going to share some more nutty ideas with you. So I'll see y'all back in a minute.
I'm Chef Ron Farmer, and I'm looking for the best spots to satisfy my craving for meat.
It's one massive meat attack. Meat and Potatoes. All new episode Friday night at 10 on Food Network Nighttime.
Rise and shine.
Today the world looks mighty fine.
That's happy sunshine time.
Grab a Pop-Tart and you might just start to sing songs like a meadow lark. stretch and yawn. Blow a kiss to mom, cause Pop-Tart's mornings are the bomb. So rise and shine.
Choosing products for your kitchen or bath is like composing a symphony. That's why Ferguson Showrooms have trained professionals who can help you orchestrate your dream. Let us help you orchestrate your dream kitchen or bath with top brands like Kohler at a Ferguson showroom near you.
Based on the impossible true story.
You guarantee this horse is going to win the triple crown.
When they say it can't be done.
You're that stubborn.
I'm that right.
You're about to see something you ain't seen before.
Secretariat, ready PG. Sneak preview Saturday.
Toning your legs, glutes, and core, the last thing you want people looking at is your feet. Burn calories and activate muscles. The toning shoe that doesn't look like one. The True Balance Toning Collection from New Balance, now available at Dick's Sporting Goods.
As a mom, I really value mealtime. It's a chance to connect with my family. I know it's tough with busy lives, but here are a few ideas for you to try. Share in the preparation. Turn off electronic distractions and make everyone a part of the conversation. Start with little touches to make your mealtime more meaningful. Find more helpful tips and hundreds of authentic Italian recipes from Barilla at sharethetable.com. Brought to you by the Barilla Family Dinner Project.
Funny thing about vegetables. They fill you up without filling you out. Yeah! VA juice gives you 3 of your 5 daily servings of vegetables.
That's what I'm talking about!
VA, what's your number?
I love this neighborhood.
Busted.
Just trying.
Do you think you saw us? House Hunters and House Hunters International. All new episodes all month long. Tonight, starting at 10, 9 central on HGTV.
Okay, for today's tip, I want to share with you a little bit of an unexpected way to go nuts. We're going to quickly put together an easy peanut butter bread. I've got 2 cups of all-purpose flour, 1/3 cup of sugar, 4 teaspoons of baking powder, and a pinch of salt. A little bit bigger pinch. Gonna stir this together. We're gonna add, hey Gertie, we're gonna add 1/2 cup of peanut butter. And that's where the nuts come in for this recipe. Did you hear me say peanut butter? Say Gertie. All right, and I'm gonna add to this 1.5 cups of milk. Just that simple. Just blend this until it's smooth. Put it in a greased loaf pan and bake until done. In fact, I have one that's already ready and it's kind of cooled. And there's nothing better than a fresh jam served along with your peanut butter bread. It tastes like you're eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And you know how those kids love that. Yeah! Gertie's trying to talk to me and tell me that she loves them too. I think you'll love this tip. Mmm, Gertie. Oh my goodness. Well, I want to thank y'all so much today for spending a little time with me and just kind of going nuts with me. I think you'll really like these nutty recipes. That red snapper that's just encrusted with all those crushed pecans and the remoulade sauce and the cranberry nutty salad is so good. And of course, they jam. And it's out of this world. Until next time, y'all, I send you love and best dishes from my kitchen to yours.
About the fact that you wanted